Tomorrow night, the brother-sister duo Common Roots will perform at Ozark Folkways. Last time Lacey Hampton and Jeremy Morris came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio, they were talking about their four-piece band, Aisle 24. When they returned to the studio yesterday afternoon, they told Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda how life has changed and why they decided to become a duo.
I have a 2.5-year-old.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And my son's almost 2.5, so they're really close to the same age.
Yeah, 4 months apart.
Oh, wow.
And I have a second one on the way.
Also, congrats.
But the drummer for Aisle 24 was actually Lacey's husband.
Mm-hmm.
So
is my husband.
It still is.
Still is.
But so that meant that 3 out of the 4 members of Aisle 24 became parents within the same 4-month span.
Oof.
And that makes all the work that you have to do for a band pretty difficult. And so Common Roots kind of came out of this this kind of simplification of our music into what it kind of used to be before Aisle 24. It used to just kind of be Lacey and I doing our thing. And with the kids, that was a lot easier to do than trying to get three parents and a guy that lives in Fort Smith together.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And also, we tried to still kind of go by the Aisle 24 name, and it was just getting confusing for booking and for other venues kind of expecting one thing. And so we started thinking about, well, maybe we should just be a separate entity and have a new name. And,
and develop our own sound that's kind of separate.
We went with the Common Roots theme thing. Since we're siblings, we wanted something to talk about our roots and just being brother and sister, but not didn't want to be cheesy. So,
yeah.
So here we are, a duo now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys write separately and then bring it to each other?
That's often kind of the way that those things generally work.
Mostly because of time.
But it's never the case that when we bring it to, you know, when we work on it on our own and then we bring it to the group, it always changes. It always kind of gets a separate influence into things and, like, sounds that I didn't really have in my head for a specific idea. She'll just kind of open her mouth and do something that's not what I was thinking, but it sounds awesome. And so we kind of develop that way. And I think we definitely have an influence on each other, but we do have kind of ownership of the things that we do make just because we like to solidify the ideas.
We also kind of balance each other out because he's more the theory mind and very, like, technical and the way he thinks about harmonies and things, and I'm a little more organic. So we kind of bring... kind of find a happy medium and just get some really good meaty harmonies in our stuff. I would say that's probably our focus is our sibling harmonies and the similarity in our timbres of voice to just find that really close-knit sound.
Yeah.
Are those harmonies something that you guys have been working on since you were kids?
Oh, yeah. Can still remember, like, that first lesson, because our parents are both musical as well. Our mom is a music teacher, and our dad writes and plays guitar. So,
And he was a musical theater minor, right? Theater minor.
He was a music minor.
Music minor, that's right.
So that's kind of how they met. They met through theater and choir. So I remember them teaching us how to sing, like, some church song or something and adding harmonies to it and learning about how harmony worked and...
We were that annoying family that sings in the car. That episode of Step Brothers, not episode, but the
scene
movie
in
Step Brothers, that scene of Step Brothers where they're annoyingly singing in the car and really into it. It's like, oh, God, that was
I
us.
Can sing high.
I'm so ashamed of it.
No. I'm not. I'm like,
kidding.
Own it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good memories.
Yeah. And that will be our families that come after this.
And, you know, in a lot of ways, that is our common roots. That's our, like, we were just raised to be musical and to think musically and to have it in us to write. And so thanks Mom and Dad.
Well, could we hear some of your music?
Sure. We could play one that's a very new one. This was written about the middle of 2018. So it's
very new. Not even really recorded yet.
Not recorded yet. We've only played it at a handful of shows. But this is a song called Can't Let Go. And it's kind of about how you get complacent in relationships sometimes. And often you don't realize what you have until it's too late. And it's about saying the words that need to be said before, you know, you don't have a choice anymore. So this is Can't Let Go.
Can't say goodbye tonight. Taking time to let you know you're the only one I can't let go.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And you said you wrote that last year. It's a fairly new one. Have you been running a lot of new songs?
We've been working pretty hard. Just over the last couple of weeks, we've pumped out a lot of really what I think are solid ideas. We're working on developing a lot of new stuff, and the goal, so that we have some material to really show as Common Roots material, is to actually get an EP out by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. That's one of our year goals.
Because right now we have two albums. One is Lacey and Jeremy Morris, which mm-hmm. I'm not Morris anymore. And then the second one is Aisle 24, so just a completely different sound. And so the first one's kind of our baby songwriter selves and random songs that we had written that we wanted to put on an album.
So the span of like 5 years mm-hmm. while she was in college and then I was in college and so really we have a completely new sound as Common Roots, something that, you know, that has remnants of the old stuff but has its own spin on it. And so we really want to put something out there that really showcases what is new about us.
Thank you so much for your time. May I ask you to play one more song before we let you go?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think Lacey's got one.
This one's one that I wrote called History. And it's just kind of, a lot of people think it's my breakup song, but I used that to the advantage of finishing the song because it was kind of like a song idea that came out of a difficult time that I went through and just kind of wanting to be triumphant and moving past it. And so I used that kind of breakup song, thinking more like I'm breaking up with a situation and I'm like moving on. So it's an older song that's on our last album, but we've been to do the two-member band thing. We've been playing it a little different, so we're going to play it that way.
Started with a moment, a simple glance. It seemed I was hooked, I didn't stand a chance. Freedom was gone, just out of my reach. I wasn't ready to learn what you were determined to teach. And the lesson kept rolling around, practice what you preach. So I tried to tell myself that I'm about to breach the place I was intended to go. You knew along and told me so. All right, okay, well, I don't want you around here anyway. Well, all right, find my me. Well, turn around, babe, and I'll call you history. You think of the best thing to ever come around, but babe, I'm done with putting up with you, just putting me down. Well, all right, okay, well, I don't want you around here anyway. Well, all right, find my me. Well, turn around, babe, and I'll call you history. Of this war, but I look for better company with something to fight for. Thank you for the lesson that I didn't want to hear, but I have to go it alone to conquer my fear. All right, okay, well, I don't want you around here anyway. Well, all right, find my me. Well, turn around, babe, and I'll call you history. Thank you.
That was Lacey Hampton and Jeremy Morris, who together are Common Roots. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio yesterday. They will perform tomorrow night at 6:30 at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. Admission to the all-ages show is free, but a $10 donation is suggested. For more information, you can visit facebook.com/commonrootsband.